With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Eastern Washington's frigid winter might be a blessing in disguise for cherry growers worried about SWD.
It's a pretty bad problem. It has gone from an unknown pest to probably our second greatest pest of concern on sweet cherries.
WSU entomologist Elizabeth Beers says SWD is relatively new to the Pacific Northwest, but is a potentially devastating pest to sweet cherries.
We have some historical indication that spotted-winged Drosophila is not especially winter hardy. It's more of a temperate zone pest. So, say over on the west side, over on the coast, where it rarely dips below freezing, it survives very well. Eastern Washington, on the other hand, is routinely subject to below zero temperatures or below freezing temperatures and occasionally below zero temperatures. And this pest is not terribly well adapted for this climate. And these are the winters that sort of put it to the test.
Beers says the winter preceding the 2015 growing season, one of the mildest on records, was a good indicator.
That was the year where we had some of our worst problems with SWD, and a simple and straightforward conclusion is just they survived the winter in much higher numbers than they normally would, and we had a lot more going into the season, and so we had a lot more to start with, and they multiplied from there.
More on the winter effects on SWD tomorrow. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.